This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a look at modern day marriage. The rate of marriage is dropping, but there's rising interest in having an eco-friendly wedding.
But first, the Tour de France begins tomorrow, although not in France. It'll start in London for various reasons. Hanging over the event is last year's doping scandal involving Tour winner American Floyd Landis. Phil Liggett is a cycling analyst for Versus. That's the network that broadcasts the Tour de France. Welcome back to the show.
Lovely to be back with you. And at last, the sun is shining in London, so we'll hope it's a nice weekend.
And let me just hazard a guess by your accent that you're pretty excited that Tour de France is starting in London.
I am, because this will actually be my 35th year on the Tour de France. I'm really old. And and the race itself starting for only the 16th time in its 94 event history, away from French soil. And I have to say, London's done its very best to make it welcome. There's a tremendous atmosphere and a massive crowd gathering here around Lord Nelson's statue in Trafalgar Square.
You're actually standing on a pier on the Thames?
That's exactly where I am. Because of the congestion in London Centre, all the roads are closed, of course, now for the race later and the team presentations. They've come up with this great idea of using boats to bring all the journalists, and there are a thousand of them, from the press centre and the race headquarters, which is on the east side of the city, right up to the pier by boat. And then we just walk up to the start line. It's really quite a good idea.
Okay, so you mentioned congestion, and that's sort of one of the reasons I understand why this event is taking place in London. Mayor Ken Livingstone wanted to promote cycling as an alternative to taking cars into the city, right?
Yes, that's right. That's a long-term plan. Eventually, although they haven't disclosed their actual plans, I think you'll find streets like Oxford Street and around Piccadilly one day, there will be absolutely no motor vehicles whatsoever. It'll be open only to cyclists and pedestrians, and that's the long-term plan. Right now, of course, it's $16 to enter the centre of London on a working day, plus all your parking fees, and that is reduced, the car input here, by 15%. And there is the increase of cycle trails to try and encourage people to go to work by bicycle.
Okay, let's talk about the tour itself. And there is this cloud of doping hanging over the event. Is it threatening to overshadow the Tour de France this year?
Not really. You're right about what you're saying. And in fact, it's bugged us now for the best part of 10 years. But they have met the problem head on. They have increased all the doping controls. The riders themselves have been obliged to sign a declaration saying that they will not use drugs. And if they do, and they are found positive, then they will accept they will be fined a one-year salary, which to many of these riders could be as high as $1 million. And I think they'll find that that is the best incentive one could have. And we're hoping that arguably we're going to see the cleanest tour for many, many years.
Well, arguably, is it going to be as interesting, though, without the big stars, Floyd Landis and the others?
Well, it's sad not to have Floyd Landis. It's highly debatable whether that man was guilty of taking drugs or not. And we'll wait and see what's going on. But that won't be resolved until later on in the month of July. But for the others, they're here. And hopefully we'll see a very, very exciting competition. And I think we might see a lot of different leaders of the tour, perhaps.
Who are the favorites? Are there any?
Yes, there is. There's a Kazakhstan rider, Alexander Vinokourov. He's a superb bike rider. He was unable to start last year because half of his team wasn't allowed to start. He himself wasn't involved. But he's going to come back with a vengeance. And I think he'll go out number one favorite. Certainly Levi Leipheimer from Santa Rosa, California. He'll be another man that they'll be looking for the big action from. And I think Levi could well be involved with a top three finish in Paris.
Phil Liggett is an analyst for Versus and ABC Networks. He'll be covering the Tour de France when it starts tomorrow in London. Phil, thanks for joining us.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.